You'll not leave here as you came, in Jesus' name. Bound, demented, depressed, sick or lame, for the Holy Ghost of Acts is still the same. You'll not leave here as you came, in Jesus' name. Many years after my encounter with the Lord, a fellow asked me why I didn't fast and pray to get back to that place of living in the press of His presence. You know, I did try, but it was like trying to light a lighter that was just out of butane. It would spark with a weak flame for a moment and then go out. Eventually, my efforts only drew a spark, and then it wouldn't even spark anymore. I want you to know, when God is in the house and it's time for revival, no one has to tell you God is in the house. You can't make it happen. You can't beat the drums enough to make Him come down. God arrives when He arrives, never early, never late, but always right on time. There are three rains in Joel 2, verse 23. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for He has given you the former rain moderately, and He will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. There are four rains mentioned there. Two are spelled the same, but the other two are spelled differently. So there are three different rains which the Lord mentions. Now, that's a discussion for another time, but the point is, He sends the rain. We position ourselves to receive the rain, but we don't go get the rain, nor can we squeeze it out of His hand. He gives it, we receive it. I went to a major meeting of a well-known international evangelist and speaker many years ago. They beat the drums and played the music for 3 hours straight. The people were worked up into a lather. Then a man in the employment of the evangelist got up and started yelling, "God is in the house! God is in the house!" Every time he said, "God is in the house," the people went crazy. After 10 minutes of yelling, "God is in the house," I thought to myself, you know, if God was really in the house, He wouldn't have to tell us. We would all probably be on the floor, under chairs, weeping, sobbing, repenting, and call out for mercy. We wouldn't need to be told God was in the house, though, because when He's in the house, oh baby, let me tell you, you'll know it is the Lord and you best be getting low. I'll say it again. No one will have to tell you the Lord is present. We can't drive Him off, for God isn't as brittle as we might imagine. Nor can we make Him stay longer than He'll stay, because He's the Lord and isn't subject to being coerced.